I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the Super Bowl winner was Beyoncé. Loser, the ads. What was your favorite part of the Super Bowl halftime show? It's safe to say that former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's least favorite part was Beyoncé's commentary on police brutality. That also happened to be what the comics love the best. Listen to what Stephen Colbert and Jessica Williams had to say about the Queen Bee's winning moment. And Conan O'Brien and Seth Meyers take a look at Puppy Monkey Baby and other odd game day happenings in today's Punchlines.
Super Bowl 50 was yesterday, and one thing is for sure, if you were a kid watching the game, you went to bed and had mad nightmares. These commercials were way too disturbing. Last year, Nationwide caught grief for their dead kid ad, but at least death is something that occurs naturally. What's your excuse, Puppy Monkey Baby? Congratulations, Mountain Dew, for having the most disturbing mascot on a night that also had a walking coil of large intestines.
Of course, the winner of the Super Bowl was Beyoncé, but...
It really was an amazing show, but not everyone was ready for that jelly.
In the end, we find out that Beyoncé dressed up in a tribute to the Black Panthers, went to a Malcolm X formation, and the song, the lyrics, which I couldn't make out a syllable, were basically telling cops to stop shooting blacks.
I thought it was really outrageous that she used it as a platform to attack police officers.
Is there anything in America which can exclude race? I mean, why is race brought into the halftime show at a Super Bowl game? Why?
Race was brought in because Beyoncé was brought in. And brace yourself, you might want to sit down for this, but Beyoncé is black.
But as good as his play has been on the field, he's been even better in the field of marketing. He is good at selling stuff. For instance, as soon as the game ended, he kissed pizza magnate Papa John. And his post-game comments were remarkably consistent.
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight. I got a couple of priorities in order. I want to go kiss my wife, kiss my kids. I want to go celebrate with my family and teammates. And I'm going to drink a lot of beer tonight, Jim. Budweiser.
I've had a lot of kissing with my kids and Ashley, and I've had a few Budweisers, and it's been a special night.
You really got to admire Peyton for mentioning his loved ones and also his family. But
is her message. That's what artists do. Their message is in their music. Like how Chris Martin wore his Global Citizen armband to promote his message of ending worldwide poverty. Or how Bruno Mars delivered his message about how Uptown was gonna funk me up. That's a threat. I live Uptown. I barely slept after that performance. How dare he say something like that?
Did you guys like the ads? Did you like most of the ads? I like my little polling service I had.
Right, there. Right.
What did you think of the ads?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. During the Super Bowl, Quicken Loans debuted a new app that lets people get a mortgage instantly on their phones by just tapping the screen. The app is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
But I say, if you're going to sell, why stop at one product? Peyton could have gotten so many more brands in there. Let's do this thing. All right. Jim, I'm gonna go to Disney World in a Buick Verano with a quick detour through the Hidden Valley Ranch. Well, I'll ask my doctor about Cymbalta. I feel tonight like Nationwide is on my side. Speaking of sides, you can't do better than Del Monte frozen peas. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go Hershey, kiss my wife, and say hello to my children, Little Debbie and Verizon Wireless. I love you.
That's not even mentioning the commercial that suggested your unborn child will turn into Rosemary's Baby for a Dorito, i.e. the devil's chip.
And why are people surprised that Beyoncé would send a message during the show? She's done this since the beginning of her career. Have we forgotten when she addressed the importance of mental health and Crazy in Love? Indeed.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.